Hi everyone.
So.
I'm hoping more people would join. I'm hoping Wayne would join us since he's supposed to scribe. It's 10:03, so I think we should start. Florian, would you be able to scribe?
Yeah, I'll do it because I'm here, not here next week. That's even better.
Okay, I appreciate it. That's just a small note so that we don't get the schedules mixed up. Thank you for coming. This is a continuation of the environment variables discussion we were having last week. And I was hoping there would be more people, but I think there's enough people here to come to some conclusions so that we can move from this point. So there were some agenda items in the previous meeting, and we discussed some things and made some decisions. And I've put that into this policy document here that we will review. I'm not sure whether we want to review and talk about this or talk about this and review, but let's talk about this first so that when we go to the document, we know we're not coming back. So we should consider adding some more criteria to our module evaluation so that new modules that are to be introduced into the platform would, have some of the corrections that we've listed so far. So here is six items that we could add. So saying the all environment variables follow the naming convention, DB underscore Kafka underscore S3, per our standard that we would document here. There are some environment variables that wouldn't fall under this, but the idea is, if somebody is still using, for example, AWS underscore, when they should use S3 or something like that. So that's what that should convey. The next one is that the module descriptor should include a description for the variable. That's something we agreed on last week. I have this README includes the environment variable table. We mentioned that we should have some automation that creates a mvar.md, so it will read the module descriptor and create that. So maybe, we don't need to have this one. Also, that the required and optional variables should be clearly marked. Feature flags should use consistent naming, so that is, star wildcard underscore enabled, and that module startup validates required variables and fails fast with clear errors. Are there any other criteria we can think of? And if not, we can go through the doc and then come back to deciding on these items here. Can you give me a thumbs up if you are good with that idea? So that is going through this doc and then coming back to the criteria.
No, did this originate in the discussion in SysOps? This whole
What do you mean? This
the whole
document?
topic, why do we define the environment variable naming conventions? I think this came up in the discussion in SysOps. So one should look what was really the problem there. I think there were some variables which has had small letters, so instead of capital, do we want to forbid this? And I think there were variables which had alternative writing alternative namings. Not quite sure about this, but I think
So this discussion about environment variables wasn't sourced from any SysOps conversation. The information you are bringing forth is useful, and we asked about that in the last meeting, but not quite a bit interesting. What was not said, maybe you didn't attend. But the insight you are giving is useful, and it's something we can document to say, we don't want lowercase, variables or something. Go ahead.
This is his ops page. I will look it up and post it here so we can be sure that we included all cases.
I would appreciate that. So please post it. And we can add it together. So the idea is once we agree to this policy, or not necessarily in this meeting, but in the near future, that this would be the documents that we can refer to for modules to follow, and also help with additional module evaluations. Thank you, Ingolf.
Sure.
And heard you wait. No worries. You catch a scribe in the next meeting. So last week we talked about some of this stuff already, but I'm going to go through them from top to bottom. So there are some standard prefixes. I did a little bit of investigation to get a list of a bunch of environment variables that we have, and I was able to pick out these commonalities between them. So there are some standard ones that we should have. So If somebody goes to create database underscore host, so spelling database all in four, we wouldn't want that. We would rather have DB underscore like it does there. So that's the idea with these items here. Well, I had this comment here saying, because last week we had the scenario where there was system underscore user underscore name, and then also system underscore user underscore username. If we go with this, that means this is the one we should use. Are there any objections to using this instead of the version that just says name here? Yes, Wayne.
I don't have an objection to that. I think that's cool. I guess the one question I have is, would we say that if a module creates a system user, all three of these environment variables should be there or be available, even if there are defaults? Or would we not go so far as to say that? So, for example, if there's a database, we say, well, if there's database access, at least these variables are there for you to set, host, port, password, database, all the connection string stuff. If you had three of them, but were missing, like host, you would be like, huh, I wonder how I'm supposed to designate the host, right? Would we say the same thing about the systems?
So these are just examples, but I'm not against defining specific environment variables that should be configurable going forward. I think you mentioned last week that maybe you or somebody else had experienced that you couldn't change the database port because it was hard-coded. What you describe is not the intention of this table, but we can add that if people have enough opinions that is worthy of a subsection in this document.
Or maybe it's a separate discussion out of scope of this. I would
I
be.
think I think it's in I think it's in scope. We want to finalize this. I don't have enough information to say whether there's always username or there's always password, but that if there's a concept of a password, then is consistent across the modules basically. So I think what you described can be in scope. We might not be able to get to it in this particular meeting here, what you described, but it's worth saying that we should add that to this document. Do you agree or disagree, Wayne?
Yeah, I think it might be, I think it might get a little in the weeds. That's my only concern, is that because like you maybe end up having to examine each of these categories and then that starts to get kind of complex and almost something that you would want to spin off into a working group to do something and come back. So I don't know. I guess I'm on the fence about whether that should also be part of this discussion. I feel like it might be a distraction.
Gotcha. Yeah, I think I agree with you that it would be in the weeds. That's why if people have enough information to declare that, we can. So I don't have that information. Yeah, I guess my preference would be to keep to the suffixes and the prefixes and leave specifics. We can say for a database, you can say for maybe system user, but maybe there are some others that we ought to just declare. But that would be a moving target.
Right.
Scribe.
I mean, Kafka and S3, for example, are good examples where, those those should be, pro there probably should be some consistency. And then there might be extra ones, depending on the module. But all of them are going to need host and port and ENV, which is actually part of Kafka, which I kind of wish we would not use env as an environment variable. But
You would not like Kafka as an environment variable? Is that what you said? Just to try to
no.
understand what
So
you're saying.
so you've got environment down there with the prefix suffix env.
Oh, okay,
It
this one.
yeah it's really about that's really about Kafka. That's about Kafka topic
Yes.
naming. So
Yeah,
why isn't
yeah.
it in the Kafka? Why isn't
Oh,
it
I see.
prefixed with Kafka?
I would say the Kafka naming came after, I think, this env was declared, I think.
Well, I think it might have been the reverse, but yeah, I mean, right, it's an artifact of like, is that the kind of thing we're trying to clean up?
I see.
Where
I'm not pushing to say let's have a Kafka underscore env, but if somebody else wants to, declare that, we can discuss. I what I see is that this env can be used for Kafka topic naming and also any other thing
right.
in the future. So declaring a Kafka env then means maybe we're setting both. Someone wanted to say something. Please go ahead.
No, I agree. This is not only for Kafka. This is for different purposes for the whole for the whole modules, for each module. I think it's also used in Elasticsearch.
Okay, probably maybe
Sure.
naming the indexes. Yeah, so
Yeah.
because of things like that, that's why just having it env makes sense. Go ahead, Wayne or Ingolf, someone to speak.
I was about to just say, I mean, I think that you might wanna, I mean, I'm not gonna, I don't wanna go down this. That's fine. I would suggest that it's an overloaded design because why should the Kafka env be named the same as the Elasticsearch? Like why should Kafka topics use the same name as the Elasticsearch indexes, right? I mean, it's that, but that's a design issue that's out of scope, entirely out of scope. But just because we have the thing there, in a generic way, it ended up getting overloaded. And now, if we need to change how we use it in Kafka, we have to think about where else it might be used. So that, but that's a design issue that is out of scope here.
All right. All right. Thanks, Wayne. Thanks for the discussion. In the chat, Ingolf mentions variables with dots should generally be disallowed, like okapi.url, tenant.url, conk.url, and am.url. Do you want to speak more on that, Ingolf?
Where does this show up here? Is this belong to this topic?
Yes. Yeah,
So
it can be
Okapi
discussed
URL,
here.
then I see here system integration Okapi underscore URL. We should maybe mention that only one name is allowed, or not alternative ways of spelling. Then it will exclude a copy dot URL automatically. It must be unique in for same for each module, but not in one module so and in the other so. Can we include such a remark?
Well, in Spring. Spring automatically converts the variable names, so you can use the capital with the underscores, and you can use the lowercase with the dots. That's automatic, so you cannot suppress this. But we should make use the documentation with only mentioning the capital underscore thing, because the names with dot do not work in
Oh.
some systems.
So I don't understand. You say it converts it automatically, and then you say in some system it don't work.
Yes, in some shells don't support variable names with dot. It works in Bash, but not in some other.
Yeah. But it's all part of the container, isn't it? The shell. It's not my decision. It's I pull the container from the registry, it's already in there, and it must work. So then this was what means these shells are not to be used where it
I
doesn't
think
work.
what Julian wants to say is that if you use the one way of variables like uppercase and underscore, or if you use the variables with dots, Spring automatically converts them to the internal format. So we should not use in scripts or in documentation the variables that are written with dots or in lowercase. So we should only document and use the uppercase and underscore named variables in Spring from Spring, and then we are good. And what I would add here, maybe Julian, is there a way to document the most useful Spring variables for Folio modules in one Folio wiki page, maybe, and make a link from modules, Git repositories or documentation to this documentation, so that we have common documentation for system integrators what Spring variables may be useful.
Well, it's already in the README of each module.
So maybe some variables are not commonly used, but may be useful, for example, for monitoring or something like that. But maybe this is out of scope here.
But it would be useful to have them in the README if even if they're not commonly used. I would support that. Well, I think one problem was that we had a system username and system user username, you know, things like this. And this are now how to say, forbidden or not allowed anymore. If this, what is this anyway? Is this a proposal, what we are talking about? RFC or what? Can you share the document again, please? Allow me, dear.
He posted in the Slack channel that he's having networking issues, and I see
Oh,
that he's
okay.
dropped from the call. So I don't know if we want to give him a couple minutes to rejoin.
Oh, I understand. This is why is this so quiet?
Yes, we got very unfocused without the chair.
Sorry, guys, I'm having to connect through my cell phone, so things might be shaky. Let me pull up what we were discussing. I'm not using my usual setup, so apologies if I don't see what you mentioned in chat and things like that. Let me know when you can see my screen.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry about that. So yeah, where we left off was about EMV, and then we said we don't want to go down that rabbit hole. And then Ingolf mentioned environment variables with periods in them. And I think while you were talking, I went offline. If you don't mind giving me a summary of what you said, Ingolf. Hello.
Yeah, what should I do?
You were talking about environment variables with periods in them before I went offline.
Oh,
What
okay.
did you say?
Julian said Spring Boot converts those automatically, and in some shells it doesn't work, for example, Bash or SH or whatever. But so we are not supposed to use them in these shells, and all documentations should be with uppercase letters and underscore.
Does anyone disagree with that? So I know that there are a bunch of modules that use the periods in them. There are some environment variables that come from framework, like Julian said. Spring has a way to make it work for both underscores and periods. I'm thinking enforcing the periods would be a big change because there are lots of module specific environment variables that already use that today. But maybe that's the essence of this exercise so that we can confirm the standard that we don't want periods, we only want uppercase and underscores. Let me check the chat. Okay. Any I'm gonna ask again, any disagreements with enforcing only uppercase and underscores? If so, we would include it I will include it to the doc, and in our next revision it will be in place. All right, let me just put something for me. Oops.
Ben and I had the
Yeah.
we had the fans up, hands up.
Oh, see, I don't have my setup.
Yeah.
Sorry. Please go ahead.
Okay. I was just gonna say, Alameda, did I understand correctly that you said there are lots of modules that use dots? I thought that that had been, I thought that that was not all that common, that it's they occasionally creep in, but mostly things are not like documentation does not refer to dot variables, but maybe I'm mistaken. I don't
I
know.
guess yeah, I can see maybe two or three modules that have more than five environment variables declared that way. A lot of those environment variables, I'm not sure. I don't think it's even maybe declared in, maybe I've not looked at the module descriptors specifically for the ones that's coming to mind. But I'm aware of some environment variables where maybe it's only because somebody went through the code that they found that there was an environment variable to configure that.
Got it. Got
If
it.
you're, go ahead.
So it may just be a documentation issue because, as Julian mentioned, I think while you were off, the Spring framework automatically converts uppercase with underscores into the internal format. And so if they just document it as uppercase with underscores, they don't actually have to make a code change, if I understand correctly. Is that what you were saying, Julian?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Even
So,
for R&B modules?
well, for R&B, it would be different, but I don't know that there are R&B modules that have those environment
The
variables.
modules I can only think of right now are R&B modules. Mod inventory, mod source record, manager. So that
They
means
have
that
some
conversion.
system properties that you can designate on the command line, but I don't know that they have environment, but maybe I'm wrong. I could
Okay,
well be
then
wrong.
maybe those are actually system properties that I can see. Okay. Then I would go with your thinking that there's probably not a lot of them in place then. That makes sense. Thanks Will, for the clarification. Florian?
Yeah, and it should be clear that this requirement is only necessary for the start of the container. So if you start a module and you should always yeah, the module should expect all variables as uppercase underscore variables, and what the script does with them and how it converts them maybe to underscore to lowercase dot variables is not up to is not relevant, I think. So if the Java program needs a lowercase dot variable, it's okay if the start script converts it.
Scribe, please, thanks, Lauren. Scribe, please record that we want uppercase and underscores, no period and dot, and I just put this here for when I update the doc.
Okay.
Thank you for the suggestions. So yeah, the info that the CSOC group is bringing is what I'm expecting to hear. I was made to believe that the environment variables, lacked consistency. So these
Yes.
items are good. All right. Somebody said, I have so many windows. We cannot decide upon key cloak. They're defined by upstream key cloak container. That is fair. I can remove it. I mean, yeah, there's a pattern of KC. I can't imagine somebody declaring a key cloak environment variable that is native to a folio module. I can't imagine that. Maybe they are trying to have something, a module that is so we today some numerical components talk to key cloak, I think. So the URL, or how do we configure that URL, Julian or anyone else, do you know what that is? So that would be an example of a key cloak URL that is not native to the key cloak container. Yes, Lauren. Or did your hand, is it still up?
Oh God, sorry.
Okay. Julian, what I say makes sense?
Yep.
So do you agree we should still keep KC underscore?
Yes.
I heard a yes, but I don't know if it
Yes,
was a
I
no.
mean the KC, but then not key cloak. The short version is better, I think.
Yes, you are saying we shouldn't spell out key cloak in full
Yeah.
here, or we should?
Yes. Shouldn't spell it out in the
Okay,
variable name.
yeah. We should. You should just say KC.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll leave that there then. Any other comments on any other items here?
Can I reiterate on the end file? I don't know if we came to a conclusion there, but I just reread the SysOps notes, and there was a suggestion, or to say it was observed that it's used for multi purposes. We have just discussed this for Elasticsearch, for Kafka, but it was proposed that this is not good, that there should be different end variables for different purposes. For example, one variable only for Kafka. This would be Kafka underscore env. So do we want to define something like this, to have Kafka underscore env, ES underscore env, and only env for the modules? And they have to be all defined. So that means Kafka does not pull env, but only Kafka env. So Kafka env has to be defined. That would be a change. You know?
What did you want to say something?
I commented
Oh, okay.
in the chat. Yeah, no, I didn't mean that as a proposal. It was just sort of speculation, and if it was taken as a proposal, I absolutely retract it. I don't think that's a good idea to try and address that in this context.
Oh, why? Why not? I mean, if this is up, say, it's confusing, we want a different
Well, I mean, if other people feel, agree with me, then I'm happy to have a conversation about it. But
yeah.
I don't think we should, right? Like the ENV prefix, or the ENV variable, is pretty embedded in a lot of modules, and I don't know that we should say, sorry, you can't use that anymore without further discussion.
I think this originally comes from Florian. Sorry to pick on you, Florian, but I have in my notes here, maybe it should be only for Kafka. It is not good to use the end variable for two purposes. So, do you want to comment on this?
Yeah, basically it is true. We should be able to define different envs for Kafka and for Elasticsearch, because they have different purposes. Especially in the upgrade procedure, we want to keep the Elasticsearch env maybe, and change the Kafka env. As Wayne said, I think we should do an extra use this as an extra discussion thing, and maybe we should make a decision and a change for this, that including a plan how we change this in an upcoming release. So you cannot change it as now, because you could break existing installations. But yeah, there are easy ideas, like using new env variables, and use env the old env as fallback. But I think this needs a broader discussion, and yeah, we should not mix it with this discussion here.
Okay, I would agree on this.
Thank you for the good discussion. Yes, so we can have that as a separate discussion. I will say, based on decisions that we made last week, if we decided to have a Kafka env and an Elasticsearch env, the existing modules will still need to support this, and as well as Kafka env for the foreseeable future. So that if you are, let's say, a hosting provider that uses env, you can continue to use env, and then the separate Kafka env, Elasticsearch env too will be available. And further down this document, there's talk about precedents where you favor if env and Kafka env is populated, and you're trying to name topics in Kafka, you'd use the Kafka env instead of using the env, something like that. But yes, let's have that as a different discussion. Good input though. Thanks, everyone. Besides that, and scribes, please write down to have a discussion about AMB in the future. Any other comments on the other items listed here? There could definitely be more. This is what I captured from my review. So I think over time, more could be added here if we discover them. Someone wanted to say something?
Why Elasticsearch written in full name and Geeklog KC? It's inconsistent.
Yes, but it seems every instance of Elasticsearch that I've seen is ES, and KC is KC because it comes from Keycloak source code, and then that transferred over. I'm less inclined to say let's change everything to ES, URL, although is we use OpenSearch, and things like that. But I'm less inclined to change it if, from what I've seen, I've not seen any ES underscore URL and it's set to Elasticsearch. I can be swayed, and people can disagree too. What are other people's thoughts on that?
Okay, can be, might be. I don't see any either.
Yeah, if it looks good enough, I would want to keep it that way rather than trying to rename them, because with this exercise overall, we're going to be in a middle state where the full names will still exist and the new names that we have will exist as well. So if we can reduce that and it's not as troublesome, maybe like EMV, my preference would be to just keep it as Elasticsearch since we are grandfathered into that. But I'm open to different opinions. Yes, Wayne?
So, I mean, I'm not sure if we are dependent on an underlying library with that prefix. One of the things that happened over the last couple of years is that a number of modules sort of move from using an AWS underscore prefix to move it to using an S3 prefix. And I think some of that was due to the underlying library changing. And so if there are things where we can get if there are way things where we can get away from depending on the syntax of the underlying library, it might be a good thing. If, for example, like Elasticsearch is a good example, we don't even use Elasticsearch anymore, but our libraries refer to the underlying library refers to Elasticsearch, so therefore we use it in the code, so it's confusing for operators. It's one module. It works fine. It's probably not worth the trouble to change it. But with something like S3, it would be really great because it affects half a dozen modules or more, to make sure that those are consistent. So I think I mean, I think if we anticipate using OpenSearch for other things, and we might use different code libraries in different modules. Maybe there would be an argument for saying, well, we shouldn't, use, the Elasticsearch prefix. But that is also, as you say, Alameda, I'm not sure. I mean, if it works and it's one module and it's not that big a
Yep.
deal,
When are
is
you
it
there?
worth the
What does that
trouble?
mean? Can anyone else speak? Just so I know the connection. No.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear
Yes.
you now.
Okay. Did you hear
Wayne,
Wayne?
he cut out towards the end there.
Did I cut out for other folks as well, or just for Alameda?
Not for me.
Okay. I think
So
Alameda, what I was saying was, there's a I think to summarize, right, like there's an argument for making things like this more abstract, right, like going, but it may not be worth the trouble.
That's
You
fair.
know, yeah, for everything, right? Like it was worth the trouble for S3 because it affected, half a dozen modules or more. For Elasticsearch, I don't know if it's worth the trouble. At the moment, it affects one module. But of course, there's the possibility that we would want to use OpenSearch with other modules, and even that we would use different underlying libraries that maybe don't use Elasticsearch as a prefix for environment variables. And so then, is there an argument for, going up a level and saying, well, let's call it something else? But I don't know if it's worth the trouble.
Thank you, Wayne. Any other thoughts on this?
Well, my idea was just that it's a long word.
It is
I think Wayne
long.
is right. If it's only one module, it's probably not worth the trouble.
Okay. Yeah, but
But
you go ahead and go.
in general, it doesn't. One should rename it because it's all can be open search. Yeah. And should invent another name. Search engine or what?
Good. Thanks, Ingolf. Thanks, Wayne. Yeah, your argument is enough to sway me the other way. But like you said, it might not be worth the trouble. So I nominate we keep it as is for now, pending some other catastrophic situation that would, require us to change it. So yeah, ultimately we have a legacy product, so we need to not shake things too much, I guess. Well, we would want to standardize, but still keep in mind the history. Any other comments on any other ones? If you can think of any, maybe you can add them as comments on this doc, so that I can align everything together. Okay, good discussions. I didn't think we would spend all this time on just the first part of the doc, but it's all good. I'm glad to hear the conversations. Let's say 12 minutes left. Let's see how far we can go. There are framework specific variables. This is just to say you don't need to redeclare all of the framework specific variables. You can link to that documentation ongoing. Anyone disagree with that? All right. Documentation requirements. Last week we said we wanted the module descriptor to have the description field populated, serve as a source of truth for the machine. And then we would have a env underscore vars, and I put or include in section in RMD readme.md here that would have the info. I have a note here saying we want to have automated tooling to read the module descriptor and create an envars here. Any comments about 3.1? Let's see what this says. Julian says, the environment variable are used for minimal deployment, therefore it's not possible to add mutual exclusive environment variables in it. What does that mean?
So
Julian, can you help me?
I think Julian is right, actually. So for example, if you had an environment variable that is only meaningful if another environment variable is also set, right? Would you want that also in the module descriptor? You
I
know,
see.
if, yeah, right. So, I
I
mean,
think.
originally the environment variables in the module descriptor were put there because when we built reference environments, this was back in the day, when we built reference environments, we would use the launch descriptor to actually populate the environment for the module when it came up. And so, you know, that's why it's there. That's the original purpose for it, but then it sort of got overtaken as a documentation piece as well. And so maybe
I see.
that is what, you know, that can cause in some circumstances, like mutually exclusive environment variables to both be defined in the module descriptor, which is kind of weird.
Got it. So I guess what does that mean then for this decision we made before? So my thinking is that the description field should share some information about whether one environment variable is listed or not. So in my head, it looks weird, but we would need a definition of all the environment variables that a module is looking to be configurable. So to me, it seems like what we're saying is that we should go back to documenting everything in the README. Yes, Shelley.
So what was just said is like, so we cannot there. So it sounds like there's not a canonical place for defining the environment variables that a module would use. It's not in what it sounds like is that it's not in the module descriptor. And I think our previous discussion was last week was that we thought we could rely on the module descriptor as the source of record for the environment variables for the module, but apparently that's not the case.
That is what I'm hearing.
Yeah. So, well, that sucks. Where do we look
Well,
then?
I mean, another thing to think about would be, can we say, no, actually, they do need to go in the module descriptor, but we need to be able to support them as no-ops if they are mutually exclusive, right? Like, so
Right.
if an environment variable is defined but not but set to the empty string. Then the module should be able to deal with that.
Right. And I didn't we also discuss something about some of the environment variables, if they're Booleans and if they're empty strings and it means something and it would be great if the module descriptor was like the source of truth for the environment variables of the module.
Maybe we find another place in the module descriptor. At the moment, it's under env, and maybe we could define env is for the reference environment, and we have another thing that or another entry that that adds the non-default or non-reference environment variables. Don't know. What do you think?
I have an opinion, but what do everyone else think?
I think it is a good idea to have a full documentation more than the reference to environment. And if necessary, then an additional structure.
I hesitate to add something new to the module descriptor schema overall. So I just hesitate to do that. And if we are going to handwrite a list of environment variables for documentation purposes, it seems to me that just having that information in the README, front and center, makes more sense than putting it in the module descriptor. So if we say the environment variables in the module descriptors are meant for minimal deployments, then it means we should just document all the environment variables in the README and keep it that simple. That's my opinion.
What is actually meant by minimal deployment? Sorry. Is deployment with the least set of configuration variables possible, or what do
I
you mean
guess
by
it
that?
will mean for the reference environment to stand up. It's what it seems to mean.
Yeah, correct.
My preference would be to use the module descriptor, but since it has a specific use, I vote we go back to just defining it in the README. Yes, Shelley.
Yeah, just to say that I disagree that I think the module descriptor should change to accommodate all the possible environment variables for what the module needs or can need, because documentation and what the code actually uses always diverge. And that's my opinion.
Thanks, Shelley. Yeah, the way I see it, the module descriptor and README are in a GitHub repo. So, and they're both versioned. So ultimately, it's gotten from the same place. So if they diverge, it could go either way, whether the README or the module descriptor. Yes, Wayne.
Well, two things. One is, changing the schema for the module descriptor isn't necessarily an enormous lift, right? I mean, we're talking about perhaps adding optional properties, right? Which is not a breaking change. And so, that schema is defined in code, I think, in Okapi, and then I assume that it's defined in code somewhere for a Eureka-based platform as well, although I don't know where. I'm not sure that that's quite the barrier that that you might think it is. It might be a pretty low hanging fruit to just update that. And then I think the second sort of point I was going to make is that one of the things that the defining variables in the module descriptor in the launch descriptor was meant to do was to force modules to fail fast when the reference environments are built. So this was back when we really relied on those reference environments as sort of a canary in the coal mine for code changes. Since if they're not actionable, like if the module doesn't break, if they're not defined, then they tend to be updated, in the module descriptor as slowly as or incompletely as they are in the README, right? Because there's nothing that exercises that that the variable needs to be defined. So it's not, yes, it's code and it looks like code, but it's not really any closer to the code in the module descriptor than it is in the README.
Got it. Thanks, Wayne. Is there anyone else that does not want it in a module descriptor? So we will add it to the module descriptor. I'm guessing we want a whole new property in there. Any suggestions for the name of that property?
So I don't know that anyone has the schema at their fingertips quite at that level. I mean, maybe we should take a look at the schema and say, well, where does it fit in? And maybe someone should I mean, I could, for example, I could volunteer to take a look at the schema and come back and say, well, what if we did that? What if we
Okay.
added something here? If that would be useful to the group.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah, Wayne, thank you. Okay. So we will, so the document still holds then. All the environment variables will be in the module descriptor, and then there will be automation to create mvars.md. Any other comments about this section? All right, we're at time. Thank you very much for a very engaging discussion. We will continue environment variable management next Wednesday. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Thank you.
everybody.
Thanks.
Bye.